Welcome to The Profitable Way. I am your host, Robin Gooding, and this is a podcast for entrepreneurs looking to do good in the world while pursuing profits and living a rich life. I truly believe that the missing link to multi-passionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs is the intersection of a holistic strategy, an efficient back-end system, and the soul work that focuses on our inner world so that our outer world can flourish. My clients have quit the cubicle, moved overseas for the digital nomad life, more than doubled their income, and expanded their lives using my signature framework that integrates strategy, systems, and soul. If you're looking to clarify your strategy, structure and optimize your systems, and amplify your soul work, you are in the right place. I promise to relentlessly support you making money online, doing what you love, so that you can live your version of an epic and rich life. Hello, welcome to today's episode. I am talking about launches today, which is a very popular topic, one of those big scary things that many coaches and small business owners really, really feel when they're new, even when they've been in business a long time. Launches can be very, very triggering. And there's a lot of reasons for that around nervous system regulation and capacity. And I have a guest coming on really soon who's actually going to dive into all of that with us, which I'm really excited about. But for today, I want to talk about all those fears and the big scary things that pop up when we are launching, right? Like, what if no one signs up? What if I'm annoying my community when I'm constantly sharing about my offer? What if I announce my offer is open to the world and I hear crickets and then I run away and hide and don't show my face anymore and everybody knows that it sucked and I failed and I just want to close up shop, right? Like, these are very real thoughts and fears that so many people have. Even, this is a secret, even those who have been in the business for a while, really. I'm telling you, I've had conversations with multi-six-figure, even seven-figure entrepreneurs who have launched multiple times, had many, many really awesome launches, still get tripped up when it comes time to launch, especially if they're introducing a new offer into their product suite. So don't think that you are alone in this and that the feeling alone means that you're never going to make it. That is not true. And partially, I think that so many times we're taught business from a textbook place. We're taught business strategy as being the end all be all towards success. And so from this hyper masculine model of building a business, we really live in our head, right? And we get really, really stuck in the steps, step by step by step, and really being procedural about launching. And there's just this whole other element of launching that is energetic. It's about embodiment. It's the spirit and the essence of you, your work, the container, the co-creation of that container with the people you're calling in. And too often, not enough time and consciousness gets pulled into that part of the launch. And so we see these big pitfalls that happen. We see these big mindset things that pop up over and over and over again. There's patterns because of this. So I want to talk about that because I do not think that having a rock solid strategy in place is always enough. I don't think that knowing all your numbers and looking into all the data by itself is always enough. I don't think doing all the things, being burnt out, hustling, going crazy is always enough. And none of us really want to be doing those things alone. Anyways, so I think this is going to be a good news episode for you. All right. Now, why is launching so scary for so many of us? And I think at a very big, like there's a lot of reasons, but at a very basic level, it is triggering to our nervous system when we are not internally safe, when we have not created safety around it, when we're overwhelmed with pressure, when we have thoughts about abandonment or, you know, not being accepted by the group, or our survival needs get really loud and amplified, especially if a launch is directly going to impact any part of your survival need, right? Like being able to feed your family or being able to pay for your mortgage or rent. Any of those survival things that feel really big when you're going into a launch, they're going to be very, very triggering to you. Which is why, side note, I often say, like, when you're going into a big, big launch moment, let's look at that stuff first to make sure that you're launching from a healthy place and that you are fully supported in that launch. Because your launch will always be energetically connected with you, right? Like, your energy is part of the creation and the sharing and the telling of your offer and the selling of your offer and the connection that you're having with the people that you're communicating with. And they're going to feel that energy. It is transferable, right? This is why they say that sales is a transfer of confidence. It's true. There's an energetic realm at play. And whether or not you think people feel it, they do feel you. They feel your energy. And that's why we need to support you as much as we need to make sure you do have that rock solid strategy. So when you're feeling internally safe, when you're feeling excited, when you're feeling fully sold on your thing, right? Your thing just being so epic and so awesome and incredible, and you're just stoked to share that with your people, and you're not feeling like you're in that survival place, or you're not allowing the launch to mean anything more about your worthiness or your ability to live and thrive in this world, you're going to have this magneticism as part of your marketing. And that's where I really want to help guide you today. All right, so let's talk about some of these things that come up and how do we transition away from them? How do we support ourselves through them? I'm going to talk about some of the things that I think get in the way of enjoying launching, of supporting you to have that magneticism in your marketing, and give you a couple tips along the way so that you can really heal your relationship with launching, feel more empowered as you sell your offer, and allow you to make that impact in the world that I know you really want to make. So the first thing I want to talk about is this sense of, like, not fully being you. We hear this get thrown around a lot, and it's like, just be yourself, right? Just be yourself. But that's a problem because so many people literally don't even know what it is, what it looks like, what it feels like to be themselves. So many people are so, like, it just kind of is shocking to me because I've totally been this person. And when I didn't have the awareness around it, it didn't feel real. But now looking back, I'm just so shocked because I can see it, right? We're just so immersed in the otherness around us, other people's thoughts, other people's dramas, other people's judgments, other people's perspectives, other people's fears being projected onto us, that we're really kind of looking at ourselves, like hovering above ourselves, looking down at us and critiquing ourselves, imposing all this otherness onto ourselves. How am I supposed to be in this world an original, an authentic, aligned version of me if I don't even know what that looks like, if I'm not even feeling connected with me, if other people's voices and ideas and projections are so much louder, drowning out my own voice, drowning out my own intuition, drowning out my own desires? This is really, really about coming back to yourself and your roots and your truth and embodying your own wisdom and being in that place before going out into the world and inviting people into your offer. When you are yourself, when you're just so in the essence of who you are and what it is that you're here to do in the world, it's like all that other noise just gets so quiet. You're not worrying about everybody else in your niche. You're not worrying about everybody else's marketing tactics. You're not worrying about what Kelly and Sally and Rhonda and Shauna and all the other people are putting out into the world because you're so in your own lane. You're so in your own truth and you're so confident that you're held in that because it's truly, truly real to you. So that's the first thing, coming back to you, the embodiment of yourself and the connection to yourself, like truly healing the relationship with yourself so that you can listen to that voice within and you're not having all this otherness around you. The second point is thinking that there's only one way of launching or doing business. This is not true. There are a lot of business coaches, strategists, marketers. You're probably listening to a few of us. You're hearing different advice. And all of us have made it in our own way. All of us are teaching from our own lived experience of what we know works. And it doesn't mean that the other thing doesn't work. There's a lot of ways to build a business. There's a lot of ways of thriving and being successful as a coach, as a consultant, as a healer, as an artist. So knowing that there's a lot of ways to help you get to where you want to be, it's important that you give yourself permission to follow the nudges that you're feeling good about and allowing yourself to do it your way. I tell all my clients this. I say, I'm going to give you a few options. What feels most aligned for you? What feels good in your body? What feels exciting to you? Let's explore that one. And if it stops feeling aligned, we can pivot. There's not just one way of doing things. And if you give yourself permission to do things your way, if you can trust yourself as those nudges pop up, you're going to be really happy with the outcome. All right, the third thing. And this is actually a really common one, and I think very detrimental. Not believing that there's anyone in your community that wants what you have, right? Like what you're offering. And this often comes to me from my clients when they're worried about this, when they're feeling triggered by their business, by their launch that's upcoming or anything like that. They say, I don't think I have any leads. There's no leads. My pipeline's empty. And I know it's not true because I've been building a strategy with them. I've seen their numbers. I know what their visibility is. I know that they've been visible. I know all these things. So I know that there are people in their community who want what they have. We've done the research. We know that they're there. We know that. And this belief is one of the most underserving beliefs so many coaches have right now. Truly. There are people in your community who want what you have. You don't need to know who they are. You don't even need to have an idea of how many there are for you to be able to show up and take a stand for your offer and take a stand for your people and trust that they're there. Trust that by you expressing and sharing and inviting and advocating for them and their possibility and what you've created and why you've created it and being in the energy and the essence of the truth around that, they're going to feel pulled towards that vision. And the wrong people are going to be repelled away from it. And that is totally the best way to be in marketing and sales, is to be both drawing the right people in and making it really clear to the people that it's not for it, that it's not for them. But you have to believe that there are people in your community who have the needs that you are solving, right? Who have the problem that you're solving, who have a desire for the offer that you've created. The fourth point is you may subconsciously be repelling money because you have shame around receiving abundance and you haven't looked at your capacity of receiving, around receiving. This is a little bit more subtle, but it shows up when you're feeling nervous. Like if you're on a sales call and you're just feeling kind of nervous around saying your number, or you're doubting the investment that you've put together for your offer. If you're feeling really like that thing in your throat, you know, like oftentimes people will say, I just can't speak. I can't talk about this. I'm feeling weird. And they're feeling like there's something literally stuck in their throat and they're scared. Like they're really, really scared to share with the world what their offer is and how much they're charging for it. It can be a very physical experience. And we don't always know why it is happening, right? But we just know there's a physical reaction around money, around sharing or receiving money. And so this is really looking at the subconscious beliefs that you have and really healing them and saying, where am I sabotaging my success because of this belief around money? Where am I really becoming a barrier to receiving everything I'm saying I want to receive? Everything I'm asking for from the universe, everything I'm desiring, where am I either sabotaging it or limiting it, right? Settling for what I think is good enough for me. Not allowing my abundance to overflow, not allowing the good to keep getting better, right? Like to just think this is as good as it's going to get. Where am I actually the bottleneck in my success here? Really, really looking at your subconscious beliefs, looking at the patterns that are showing up as a clue to what those are, looking at past traumas and your history around money or your family history around money, looking at what your values are and where you think you're not congruent with your values and money, what you believe about around money. This is going to help you so much in calling in that abundance and not allowing your subconscious beliefs to get in the way there. The fifth point I want to make is many of us have been conditioned in these economic structures that we're operating in the world that we're living in, to really be operating in a hyper-masculine model. And the same is true for business. And this translates a lot when it comes to marketing, sales, launches, because of those triggers, because of that survival element, because of a lot of the stuff that comes up. And then we kind of just go back to the comfort and the safety of what we know and what we've been told repeatedly by our school system and our media and our families and everybody around us around what works. And for many of us, that's really hustle culture, right? Like the grind and the hustle and the push, push, push. All of that has been deeply conditioned into how we think we will cultivate success. So if you're recognizing this, please, please look at your launch strategy, look at your business model, how you're showing up in your business, and ask yourself, where am I deeply attached to a hyper-masculine model? And how can I bring back the feminine into this? How can I integrate the feminine more? How can I embody my feminine more? This shows up a lot when like business just feels so hard. It feels exhausting. Like you're burnt out. You've lost your zest for helping people. You're Googling 9-to-5 jobs because you're just craving that security. And you're just feeling kind of done. Like the thought of another launch, the thought of another pitch, the thought of more sales calls, the thought of like all of those things just feels really, really, really crappy. And you're even wondering if it's worth it. The truth is, in order for you to make an impact doing the work that you love and being connected to what you feel like your medicine is for the world, what your gifts are for people, we have to bring back a love for marketing, a love for your business, a love for selling. And that is usually helpful when we've integrated the masculine and the feminine, okay? when we have that balanced, holistic, sustainable approach to everything, when you're feeling both deeply supported by the structure of the masculine and free and liberated and in flow with your feminine. And we can do that through embodiment work. We can do that through strategy, through the systems that we integrate into your business. That's why I talk a lot about strategy, systems, and soul, because it's really all those pieces coming together to create the right container for you where your business is of service to you, where it doesn't feel like you're on burnout lane, right? Where you're not hustling for your worth, where you're not feeling exhausted by constantly at the same time. But when you're constantly just having to push, that is completely unsustainable. And it's time, if that is you, to look at the model that you're operating in and to really be honest about if you need to integrate more feminine or more masculine into the business model that you've created. Lastly, you have a negative relationship with selling, period. This shows up around resisting, avoiding, procrastinating, pretending that you don't have to actually sell to run a business, and all the, I just put my hands on my chest, because whenever I felt this resistance, that's where it feels intense for me, like sort of like somebody is sitting on my chest and it's hard to breathe. Oh, right? Like it's just intense when we're feeling that fear come up. And a lot of the time it's really because we don't understand that sales is a gift, that sales is about creating a win-win, that sales is one of the most soulful, spiritual, sacred things we can do, and that we're always selling anyways, even if we realize that we don't realize that we are. And we have this very, very negative attachment to sales being slimy, manipulative, deceptive, all the grossness, all the yucky, icky, blah, gross things. Right? And so this is about healing your relationship with sales, coming back to what is pure about sales and cleaning your energy around it, because in order to run a business, you have to sell. You just have to sell. You have to show up. You have to invite people in. You have to be willing to go there. And let me tell you, sales can be one of the most beautiful, beautiful things in the world. I am so in love with sales because to me, sales is just this extension of blessing people, the world. It's an extension of my soul. Excuse me. It's an extension of my contribution to community and to humanity and to the world and to my family. And it's this really heart-led, sacred, deeply honoring of my integrity process that I lean into, which, to be honest, I've had amazing mentors share their ways with me, but it's really something I cultivated myself by being in a corporate environment around sales that was everything I didn't want it to be and look like. And I really leaned away from that hardcore, almost complete opposite, and made it something that felt like a love letter from my heart to the people who I wanted to share my work with. And everything changed. I need you to be honest about how you truly feel about selling, even if you think, I'm pretty good at it. My close rates are okay. Yeah, I pitch a little bit. Really get honest about the energy behind all of those things. Even if you're taking aligned action, what is your energy behind all of those things? How are you really feeling when you're doing those things? And let's heal your relationship with sales, because selling is both a science and an art, but really, to me, it's a spiritual practice. It really is. So these are the things that I see come up over and over again when it comes to launching. And if you're currently in the midst of getting ready to launch, or you're in a launch and you're having thoughts around, what if no one signs up? What if I'm annoying my people? What if I'm talking too much? What if I sound like X, Y, and Z? And you're hardcore judging yourself in the process of launching, please come back to these tips, these prompts. Remind yourself that it is safe to sell. There are people who want what you have to offer, and marketing and launching and inviting people into your work is a deeply, deeply spiritual practice that is life-giving. If you want more support with this, I am currently enrolling in Club Rise. It is my hybrid signature program of tiny group coaching and one-on-one support. It's all about designing a six-figure strategy with systems and soul so that you can create a business that is of service to you and your people. We're starting in May. We're going all the way through to September, and it's going to be one of the most incredible cohorts because I've just upgraded it in so many ways. If you are interested, you can hop on over to my website, robingooding.com, for more details. And I'm also going to link it in the show notes below. I love you so, so much. Thank you for being here. The best is yet to come. I'm Robin Gooding, and you've been listening to the Profitable Way podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at robin.gooding and join the Facebook community through the link in my Instagram bio. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, rate, and review this episode so that I can continue to share this message with other entrepreneurs looking to pursue their dream online. I hope you'll join in next week for another episode, and I hope that you always remember that the best is yet to come.